under the influence of the Holy Spirit. I know that this land thing, land sales, was a spectacle. The unbelievers looked at them and said, are they normal? Right. This guy called Barnabas was a Levite. You know, Levites don't own property. Seems they went for a missionary escapade and prayed for somebody, and somebody got healed, got blessed, and then gave him a landed property. For such a man, land will have so much value, because probably that's the first land he was born in. And the hand of the Holy Ghost came upon him so strong, and he sold the land and all of the money. You could see him shaking under the influence of the Holy Ghost. Brought the money, put on the apostles, at the apostles' feet. It was the Holy Ghost doing it. Why do you think God judged Ananias and Sapphira? Because it was not the Holy Ghost that did that thing they wanted to do. Because the Holy Spirit himself said, why are you lying against me? I know the people I fell upon to do this kind of thing. I didn't fall on you. The unveiling. Because when the unveiling begins, there will be a lot of counterfeits that will rise. But you know what? In the day of the unveiling, the Holy Spirit will reveal who we fell on. We have so many counterfeits, so many fakes, so many things going on side by side. And men have forgotten that you can never rise in glory except there was a season when you wasted. It's out of the ashes of your dying that a new day breaks. And in that day of destiny, you are given the spirit of a judge to turn the beast of reckless wickedness that has wasted the territory, to turn them back to life. That's why the Bible says that they quench the violence of fire, they escape the edge of the sword, they turned they stopped the mouth of lions and turned the armies of the aliens to flight. Those were men that have wasted for long. You have no credit. There are no megabytes in your name if you did not waste long enough. He said, I know who I fell upon. I know who I told to give land. You were not among them. Why do you lie against the Holy Ghost? Because if Peter said that, then the Holy Ghost told Peter, hey, he's lying against me. He's lying against me. So Peter now said, how did it come to your heart to lie against the Holy Ghost? Because there will be men that want to manifest that in all ways. The Holy Ghost will cry, you are lying. It is only through your life that we know what God is doing. I and the children that are given unto me, we have four signs. You see, the signs and wonders there actually mean we determine, we are the ones that reveal prophetic times and seasons. Because signs and wonders talk about the wonders of the sky, the sun, the moon, the star. And you know that the sun, moon, and star were placed in the sky for the purpose of timing, not for light. He created two great lights. The greater in the day, the lesser in the night. For what? For times. To mark times and seasons, days and years, not for light. So the sons that are given unto the Lord are the only ensigns that a generation has to know what God is doing. Because when that which is in the spirit of God is unveiled, you will see the signature of his working manifesting through their obedience at the waste. It's only men that have the record of waste that can rise in glory. I tell you, the many years of wasting is about to be brought into account. And a new set of heralds about to awake and arise. Oh, the tide
we see it so bad, you will not be able to recognize what we celebrate today. Mantles held up in the heavens and thrones unoccupied over territories that is responsible for the level of invasion that we have experienced is an all-time high invasion of the land and of the church. But wasting men are bound to rise, and from mid this year, God will make a statement in Nigeria. Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. The many days and the cycles have been accomplished. Now men will find the reality of the wasting that they have experienced. We welcome you to unveiling the glory. I know somebody told you were wasting, so you got angry. I said, no, I need to do something good with my life. The only thing the immortals can understand, because Jesus entered into the spirit, and when he understood it, this is not waste. This is a preparation for my burial. And no herald went out to tell anybody that there was a burial ceremony coming up. The only people that knew about the burial were the people he told by prophecy. Not the marker for my death is a Passover. And even though the people that were planning the death say, let's avoid that day, it still fell on that day because it was not in their hands. It was an appointed time. And then suddenly, a woman shows up. She doesn't know why she's there. But it was a memory of her deliverance that she thought was the reason. She never knew that there was a barrier. You will begin to navigate to the place you need to be by wasting. And maybe you'll be going through terrible times and you say, God has abandoned me. Men like Simeon knew better. For many years, he prayed with intercession, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And it was revealed to him by the Holy Ghost that he will not see death until he has seen the Lord's Christ. He came into the temple by the Spirit. There was no invitation card. There was no notification, no WhatsApp flyer. Out of the cave of wasting, he knew his day of unveiling had come. That was when he spoke about a secret that only him and God had for many years. Now, lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, for my eyes have seen the salvation before the face of all people. A light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. That was when we knew there was a secret. That day, the songs that were given unto Yahushua, that they were unveiled, they were released. And that was a sign that a new timing had begun. God had to raise a priesthood to dedicate Jesus, not the Levitical priesthood. And that's why he preserved that man. He said, you will be the priest to dedicate my son. Because of that, you will not die until you see the consolation of Israel. They came and stole the day, him and prophetess Anne. The Levitical priest had no space on ground. Very soon you will begin to see times and opportunities intersecting, all kinds of stuff, and the old players will not be there. Grace and authority will be given unto the sons of men that have wasted long enough
until they doubt their doubt, waiting for the consolation of Israel. That's why we came. We came because it's a time of appointment. We are coming into alignment with a season that has been building, building. So much wasting, so much wasting, so much waste. Now there is going to be a proclamation. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return. They shall come with singing unto Zion. An everlasting song shall be upon their heads. They shall proclaim, who will stand on the mountains in Mango again and say, the enemy almost entered, but another day has broken because he has spoken. We will stand upon the mountains of the Mambila Plateau. As we look over the nation, we will see how weak the things that taught us were. We look helpless now, but he's about to speak, because right now he understands the waste. He understands it. Men have been wasting doing ministry. You've not seen the kind of results that you expected. Everything going haywire, finances drowning, all kinds of things happening, but yet you are still pressing. You don't know why you are pressing, but you are pressing. Yeah, it's an alabaster box. There's some ointment right there. Judas Iscariot has already said, you are wasting according to the indices of the economy. This kind of thing is a waste. It doesn't make sense, and you're still going and going and going. But very soon, Jesus is about to understand it. The meaning of the waste is about to be articulated. It's being processed right now with the computers, and very soon the meaning will come. And when it comes, Jesus will make a proclamation. Then a new season comes, and nothing can reverse it. Nothing can stop it. Then the sons of God, after the new order of priesthood, they are driven out of the cave like Simeon. They begin to unveil secrets. That day, the Levitical priest that his ministry ascended. Because he was very active when God went ahead to look for a replacement. One more time, we want to pray. And we want to say, God Almighty, we came so that we can align. And I celebrate with you, all you that have been wasting for a long time. I celebrate with you because the Lord has understood. The Lord has understood. The Lord has understood. I speak to those that are listening in on the internet, and your life has been a drag, but you've been going with God. I want to say, God has understood. Jesus has understood. The one that spoke and creation came into being, he's about to speak again. He's about to make a proclamation again. He's about to decree again. Elohim Adonai. He's about to speak.
still putting on. And all that waste is counting. Is counting on his return. Is counting on his return. Before you leave this conference, he will speak.
Can you take the hand of the person next to you? You will not stop wasting until he speaks. You will not stop wasting until he speaks. I know you gave your car away. I know you have to do some crazy stuff. Everybody is saying you have gone nuts. But you will not stop wasting until he speaks. I speak to men that are wasting on the backside of the wilderness, doing something that is crazy. Even believers say you are wasting it. This is a waste. People that do not understand say you are wasting. You could have done something else, something better with your life, but you decided to waste. Jehovah is coming for you. He's coming for you. It's coming for you. It's coming for you. It's coming for you. It's coming for you.
The name of the Lord.
struggling to put their sick, hoping that his shadow might touch him. You know, prior to this time, they were locking him up in prison houses, stocks and chains. Do you realize that when his shadow began to heal the sick, no more locking? You know, you remember the prayer they prayed in the book of Acts chapter 4? Lord, behold their threats, and grant that with boldness we might speak thy word by granting that signs and wonders be done in the name of thy holy child, Jesus. That was a prayer. So the answer to persecution is more glory. Yes. There is a glory that will come upon you. No security apparatus in Nigeria can look for you to arrest. They forgot about Peter's case when his shadow began to heal. Is that a man you can arrest?
No, sir.
No. There are many more things about him we don't know. But the one we know for now is that his shadow can. It's only revival that can cure Nigeria. Jesus is going to analyze your waste, and then he will speak. Then when he speaks, a new day rises. For many of us, that new day begins next month, which is June. Many of us. Some people know what I'm talking about in the spiritual calendar of heaven. Some people know about you. For many of us, he will speak. And a new set of possibilities will begin to find expression. There is a day in which the Lord is glorified. Because in that day the mountains will have to be debased. The valleys will have to be elevated. The ox and the cedars of Lebanon will have to be cut down. The stones will have to be gathered out. Because only Messiah will be seen and exalted in that day. There is a day in which the Lord alone is glorified. And you will see that day so strong in this nation. So strong. Because the Bible says, they that fell, they that stumbled, they were once gifted with strength. The guys that fell were not weaklings. When their strength became robust, it was in that same moment that they stood.